SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, the US hails progress made on Australia's bid to acquire nuclear-powered submarines. The PM attends the I Forgive Memorial Day to embrace forgiveness and honour the victims of the 2020 Oaklands crash. And in motorsport, Formula One drivers call for freedom of speech. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Brown. US Secretary of Defence Lloyd Austin has hosted Australian Minister of Defence Richard Marles at the Pentagon for talks on Indo-Pacific security and AUKUS arrangements. AUKUS is the trilateral security pact among Australia, the UK and the US, formed in 2021. Mr. Austin says significant progress has been made on Australia's path to acquire a conventionally armed nuclear-powered submarine capability. Minister Marles says challenges are increasing both in Australia's wider region and globally, hence the strategic need for alliances and partnerships like AUKUS.
There is a really profound sense of shared mission right now between our countries in a world where the global rules-based order is under pressure, and where countries which stand for it need to be working together as we are to uphold it so that we do enjoy a free and open world. And we see, obviously, the global rules-based order being under pressure in Ukraine. We see it in the Indo-Pacific as well.
The Australian Medical Association has emphasised its support for the government's proposed Medicare reforms, even as it calls again for shorter-term change. AMA President Professor Steve Robson says the proposals to overhaul the country's healthcare system are focused on long-term policy change, but he maintains urgent attention is needed to reform and support general practice. Professor Robson says the shortfall in the Medicare rebate for doctor visits requires an immediate response.
We know the rebates for the Medicare schedule have not been indexed adequately for years now. And a typical GP visit costs about $90. From that, patients will get back less than $40 from Medicare. It's leaving Australian patients often with a shortfall of $50. We think the government should think very carefully about how much they rebate and how much they want Australians really to pay if they see a GP.
US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has cancelled a planned visit to Beijing after a suspected spy balloon was detected flying across the United States. Washington has labelled the incident as a violation of airspace, sovereignty and international law, despite China maintaining the balloon is part of a scientific operation blown off course by the wind. Blinken says the detection of the balloon makes it impossible to visit China at this time.
We continue to track and monitor the balloon closely. We're confident this is a Chinese surveillance balloon. Once we detected the balloon, the U.S. government acted immediately to protect against the collection of sensitive information, that it's an irresponsible act, and that the PRC's decision to take this action on the eve of my planned visit is detrimental to the substantive discussions that we were prepared to have.
The Pacific Island country of Micronesia has dropped its objections to Japanese plans to release water from the destroyed Fukushima nuclear plant into the sea. Micronesia President David Panuelo has previously said he had the gravest concern about the dumping of the radioactive water, but he's now told reporters in Tokyo he's comfortable with the release due as soon as this spring. The president says Micronesia has trust in Japan's intentions and technological capability in not harming the country's shared oceanic interests. Widespread support for changes to the price and supply of electric vehicles has been outlined in hundreds of responses to the federal government's National Electric Vehicle Strategy. More than 440 submissions to the consultation paper have been published, with requests to produce lithium batteries locally. Respondents remain divided over whether to ban petrol or diesel cars from being sold in Australia and whether motorists should pay to keep them on the road. A new Memorial Day in honour of four children killed in the Oaklands 2020 car crash is being held today, with a free family festival included for the first time this year. The I Forgive Foundation creators Daniel and Layla Abdallah honour the children annually on the anniversary of the crash and seeks to engage communities across Australia to embrace forgiveness. Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison and the New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet are attending, as well as current Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
Today brings together family and community, joined in sorrow and grief, united by love and by hope.
To sport, and Formula One drivers say they're unhappy with a rule change banning them from making unauthorised political statements at races. The governing body have updated the International Sporting Code with a clause requiring prior written permission for drivers to make or display political, religious and personal statements. But speaking at his team's season launch in New York, Red Bull driver Sergio Perez has said drivers should be able to speak freely despite their different views or religious beliefs. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.